T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thanksgiving's got to be one of my favorite holidays because you get to eat whatever and as much as you want with like zero judgment. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you get judged if you don't eat a lot. You know, like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? So, Brian, you brought it up yesterday. It's like a cheat day, but for me, it's like a cheat week.
Oh, dude. Because I kind of feel like it starts with like the week of Thanksgiving. You get a cheat season, man. Like, you get to cheat all the way until, you know what? I'll deal with this mess January 2nd.
This week, I was going to say, this week I've been trying to, like, you know, eat really healthy, and I'm, like, preparing my body to, like, not, so I don't feel as bad next week when I'm just, like, scarfing my face the whole entire week.
You're in the Midwest, so that's going to be, that's a lot, man.
Good stuff right there. But also, most importantly, though, it really allows you to kind of stop for a second and reflect what you really are thankful for, what you really are grateful for, and kind of communicate that to family and friends. So definitely love that. So we're giving you a chance to call in and let us know what you're grateful for. Carlitos from Anaheim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
We're great, bro. Carlos, what are you most grateful for in your life, bro?
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful to have a job right now.
Yeah.
During 2008, I lost my job, and everything went downhill for a long time. Mm-hmm. I recovered from that, and I have a solid job right now. I never want to go through that again. So for anybody having hardships, you know, my heart goes out to you. I wish you the best, and I'm very grateful that I have a job right now.
Wow. Where do you work?
I actually work for the forensics department at Sheriff's. I'm the senior IT support for them.
Oh, cool.
When you watch crime shows with your family, do you ever just pretend like you know what everything's going on? You're like, I know who did it. I already know because I work at the forensics department. Trust me, I've seen this before.
Carl's like, I'm in IT. I already saw the email.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when things happen, wife hears in the news. She's like, do you know anything about this? Do you have the 411 in it? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
I like that she says the 411, too.
Carlos, who would you say helped you the most throughout that moment where you lost your job?
Oh, it's my brother from another mother. His name is Robert Ballard. I couldn't have done it without him. I mean, this guy, he's the one that hired me on one of my first jobs. We became best of friends. And during that time, you know, he was there. I mean, I didn't even ask, and he would just give until I was back on my feet. That guy is, like, incredible. I mean, when I lost my house, he helped me move. He wouldn't leave until he made sure that all the furniture for the babies were up and we had a bed to sleep on that night.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos, would you be open to calling Robert and kind of thanking him on air for that?
Oh, hell yeah, I would.
Let's do it.
Oh, awesome. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. All right, so hang tight. We'll get Robert's phone number off the air. And then coming up next, we'll reach out to him and thank him. Totally unexpected for him, right?
That should be nice.
So we're calling him. All right, transfer the line over, please. All right, cool. So here we go. Calling Robert.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak with Robert, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Robert. We're calling you from 97.1 Amp Radio. My name is Edgar. Co-host Brian and Chelsea are here with you as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Robert, sorry to interrupt your day, but we have somebody that reached out to us that is very, very, very grateful for you, and especially during this Thanksgiving season, wanted to thank you publicly for something amazing you did for them.
Oh, can't have enough of that.
That's true.
He's like, bring on the thanks. Come on. Like, it's about time somebody thanks me. Can you guess who it might be?
I can't at the moment.
Carlos from Anaheim. Carlos, go ahead. Robert's listening.
Mm. Hey, Robert. This is Carlos. I just wanted to reach out and thank you for the time you pulled me out when I was at my darkest moments back when I got laid off, buddy. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. It's been about a month, huh?
Yeah. We go back a long way. I appreciate the opportunity to help you always.
Oh man, no, you were a godsend, dude. You know, I especially remember when you helped me move. You know, you didn't leave till you made sure that all the beds were up and we had somewhere to sleep. I'll never forget that. So you know. And then you helped me here and there with, you know, this and that without me even asking for it. So, you know, God bless you. And, you know, I wish you and your family the best. And thank you very much for everything, Robert.
Well, hey, thanks for thinking about me. I always appreciated the opportunity to pay you back.
Robert, what in your heart made you want to help out Carlos during that difficult time when he lost his job and like he said, he was in his darkest times?
Well, it's one of those times that I can recall when I lost my job, and it was hard because I didn't know what to do, but I stuck together with my family, and I figured it out. And I figured eventually if I could help him a little bit, he figured out too.
So because you went through an experience like that, Robert, and you know how it feels being a provider for your family and wanting to provide for your family, and when you lose your job, it's very frustrating knowing that you can't fulfill that role, and you didn't want him to feel the same, and that's why you helped him out so much. And that's absolutely amazing, and it's a huge testament to the person that you are.
Yeah. So thank you. Phyllis and I, we love him very much. We would do anything for him.
Man, you guys are going to make me cry, man. Oh. I got being so sweet.
You guys are awesome, man. I love hearing stories like this, not because of the dark times, but what comes after that and during that is amazing people that band together to help each other out. And thank you so much, Carlos, for sharing your story with us this morning. Thank you so much, Robert, for the person that you are and your family in helping out Carlos through a difficult time. And here you both are living better times. It's awesome to hear Carlos want to take time to thank Robert publicly. So thank you, Carlos, for sharing this moment with us and our listeners.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day, guys, and happy Thanksgiving. As you're listening to that and you're listening to Carlos say thank you to Robert, all of a sudden, maybe in your mind, that person popped up in your life. Who was that Robert? Who is that Robert that helped you out, your guardian angel in your darkest times and your difficult moments? And I just want to encourage you, reach out to him.
Right.
It doesn't matter how long it's been or what the situation may be right now. Like, don't think twice. Reach out to him, thank them, and just let them know, hey, I just want you to never forget how grateful I am for that thing you did or you were being there for me.
I mean, I think it's a great example of not having too much pride to be able to go back and say, hey, Robert, you know, you helped me get back on my feet. I'm at a position now where maybe I can help someone else or at least just, you know, be able to say, like, I'm not too proud of the fact that I needed help at one point in time. We're all afraid to ask for help or we think people are going to judge us. And it's nice to see a situation where that didn't happen, where there's no ego involved, just people literally being good to each other.
Absolutely. So definitely say thank you to those people that have been amazing in your life.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.